Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 92, Stitch's Great Escape 2. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 92 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, hello from the home of the NCAA Men's Basketball National Champion Louisville Cardinals. Yep, that was some great basketball the other night, wasn't it? Now, if only my Baltimore Orioles could do the same thing in baseball. But it's the start of a long season, so we'll just have to wait and see how this all plays out. In the meantime, there has to be some way to fill all of that time. Oh yeah, let's maybe daydream about another Walt Disney World attraction. Today we're going to go back and relive a memory we once visited already. Today we're going to go back to Stitch's Great Escape in the Magic Kingdom. A request came from a voicemail from Brandon in Texas again.
Hi, this is Brandon from Hutto, Texas. I would like to know if you had any binaural audio of Doug Loves or Stitch's Great Escape, or Blue Lights Motor, That's an Extreme Stunt Show, because those are some of my attractions that I don't think I've seen on your show, and I was wondering if you could share some audio that you have, if any. Okay. Keep the podcast coming, buddy. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Now, I know what some of you may be thinking. Didn't he already do Stitch's Great Escape before? And you'd be right. Back in 2006, I released a combined show of the extraterrestrial alien encounter and Stitch's Great Escape as memory 4, but I have no problems going back and redoing some earlier memories too that maybe were recorded on a previous recorder and aren't quite as good. Now, I don't have anything new to share from Alien Encounter, unfortunately, because that's a closed attraction, but I did get to revisit Stitch last summer, so I have some new audio to share here. Personally, I like Stitch. I know it tends to be a bit controversial, but I think that has to do with comparisons to what was there before. Alien Encounter was a phenomenal attraction, and Stitch tends to be a far more cartoony version of the same thing. But if you take it for what it is, Stitch's Great Escape is well done. It's a well done attraction featuring some of the best audio animatronics available. Combine that with binaural sound, which of course you know I'm a fan of, and special effects lighting in close quarters, and you create a very immersive story. But that's my opinion, and as usual, I wanted to hear from you. So I tossed it out on social media and got the following responses. On Facebook, Frederick wrote, This attraction receives a lot of criticism, but my youngest daughter loves it, and she tells me it's her favorite. Hearing my daughters laugh so genuinely as Stitch addressed Cinderella warmed my heart. Personally, I think Gantu's comments throughout are what make the show hilarious. Stacy also wrote on Facebook, I remember when the attraction was called Alien Encounter, or something to that effect. That ride was scary and made me cry back when I was a kid. Now, even scarier, the smell of chili dog will never leave my nose. And Bella wrote on Facebook, the first time I went, I was terrified. The speakers in your ears made it seem like you was in one place, then the other. I got over it, though, thankfully. Well put, guys. And thank you for commenting. As I've said before, these are just some of the comments. Just head to Facebook to see more of them, and maybe share some of your own while you're there. As I said earlier, today's memory was from summer of 2012. It's a warm June evening, and I finished my day at the Tech Ed convention and headed over to the Magic Kingdom to blow off a bit of steam. I've seen some other rides and just finished seeing the updated Hall of Presidents. As I exit the attraction, I walk straight into the early showing of the Main Street Electrical Parade. I'll pause here for a minute and make my way over to Tomorrowland via Fantasyland. We'll join this memory as we're making our way across the park and eventually to Tomorrowland. We'll enter the holding area and just listen to the ambient sounds of Tomorrowland for the 3 minutes till the doors open. We'll be ushered in and the show will begin. Now today's memory is in binaural and recorded with that new recorder, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we encounter again a strange little blue alien.
pardon me. How long? Yeah. How long till the next show? 4 minutes. Okay. Is that all right? So it's working fine then?
teleport center. I commend you for making the brave decision to join our noble ranks as guards. The universe is filled with a wonderful integration of alien societies. However, as in all societies, there are the nice and the naughty. Here is where we teleport in the naughty. Your job is to guard them until they have decided to become nice. I will now leave you under the capable supervision of Captain Gantu.
Ares recruits, as you will soon discover, being a guard of the Galactic Federation is not without its challenges. Now I realize this is your first day, so I will give you to the end of your shift to familiarize yourself with all of our prisoners. Memorize their names and their faces. Your life may depend on it. All right, recruits. Proceed to our prisoner teleportation chamber for further briefing. Lately?
At your service, Captain. Attention, recruits. The access doors will open in 5 seconds. So be ready to march inside. Of the double!
Sergeant's desk. Oh, hi, sweetie parts. What's that?
Attention, squad recruits. Make sure now you position yourselves for the best view of the chamber.
Yes.
And the sergeant.
2 quarts of oil and a loaf of lead.
He's the one in the middle wearing a hat. And on the phone. That is all.
Look, hon, I gotta go. Yeah, we're really busy here today. Okay, bye-bye. Mwah. Thank you. Let me introduce myself. I am the prisoner teleportation officer, Sergeant C4703BK2704-90210. So, to start, prisoners come in 2 types, your level ones and your level twos. Now, you people are not ready for level twos, so we'll start with the ones, you know, common criminals of the cosmos. Like this hairy hoodlum over here. He's in for jaywalking between the moons and Jupiter. When perpetrators like him are caught, they are teleported here into one of these tubey things. And then they have to deal with me. Perfect. Here comes another one. Lieutenant Sludge. What have you got?
We've had another situation in the Galactic Federation Bakery.
Not the donut guy again.
Yep. Cat him sucking the goop out of all the jelly wormhole donuts.
Why are you guys gonna send me some level twos for a change?
Not today, 90210.
Oh, look at you. I like your uniform and good pants. Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself, you gas bag. But I have no choice but to send you to your cell. And this time, with no milk. You understand? What's that?
Sergeant, we have an incoming level 3.
A level 3?
Pull yourself together, man.
I think I just wild myself.
Sergeant!
Sir!
I don't know what kind of monster they caught out there, but we'll have to move to the high-security level 3 teleportation chamber.
But it's their first day! And they're not even trained to handle level 1s yet!
Sergeant!
Sir! Yes, sir! Okay, don't people panic.
Oh, great.
That way. No, I meant that way.
You too, Sergeant.
Me? No, I would love to go, sir. I really would, but I can't.
Sergeant!
Sir!
I'll meet you in the high security chamber. That's an order!
Yes, sir. But something big is on the way. Something level 3 big!
recruits. Now move it!
Attention, recruits! Hector?
Oh, research.
What is going on in there? We'll get it back.
Answer?
What?
The prisoner is loose.
What?
Gotta go.
Renner, shoot me out the door and get me power.
Get me power.
Get me emergency power.
Oh, yeah.
Reactivate the cannons. Immediately.
Thanks once again, Brandon, for the request, and thank you to all of you who took time to like, comment, or share with us your memories. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, you can stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr, and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0, just like Brandon did, and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button, where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which we heard today has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.